run away. Live to fight another day. Talk is cheap, but the art of this battle will add the sweet of our victory.
For the ride. Rodriguez, Know your history, know your destiny. In the abundance of water, the fool is thirsty.
Stop us. And every step we take, they try to stop us. But they can't stop us. Official invitation to the Conscious Party. We'll be right back.
Thank you. Yeah, WBCN Boston live at the Metro tonight. I'm Carter Allen. What a show. Ziggy Marley and the Melody Makers totally sold out at the Metro. Like I said before, you couldn't fit another person into this place. Metro completely packed for this great show. Ziggy Marley. And I'll tell you something, it's a family affair tonight because Ziggy, of course, is the late Bob Marley's eldest son, but he's joined on stage by his brother Steve Marley, who you heard sing a couple lead vocals on a few tunes. Also in the Melody Makers' sister, Sadella Marley. So it is a family affair because the entire clan is presided over by Rita Marley.
WBCN Boston, the Mighty Lunch Hour is here. Ziggy Marley is in town tonight playing Metro. BCN will broadcast the show in its entirety live. Stay right here tonight for live rock and roll, your live rock and roll connection, WBCN. Ziggy will be joining us in studio in the next 10 or 15 minutes. A little surprised that someone that we were originally expecting and then originally not expecting did show up. Who am I talking about? Well, in addition to Ziggy Marley, also in studio with us, or his mother, member of the I-3s, Ms. Rita Marley. Hello, Rita Marley.
Hi.
Hi, hello, Ziggy Marley.
Yes.
And bringing up the background, starting to nod out in the back, is Stephen Marley.
Yeah.
Hello, Stephen.
Good.
Where are his sisters? How come we didn't get the whole band here today?
God, I couldn't care everyone.
Come on, this is a big-time record company here. They couldn't go. What is this? Come on, this isn't Trenchtown, and you have a limo big enough? I can't believe the poor sisters had to stay home and back in the hotel. Well, welcome to Boston. Is this your first time to Boston?
No.
Well, not for Rita. I know Rita's been here before, but yes. Used to. Did you travel with your mother and father when they were playing years ago?
Not regularly. Sometimes, you know.
Mm-hmm. How do you like traveling? Do you like leaving Jamaica, or is it you do long for home?
Only for working.
Only for work.
Yeah.
How much do you get to work in Jamaica? I've been to Jamaica, and I know all the big reggae stars, most of the work seems to be outside of Jamaica. There's just not enough work in Jamaica for all the great reggae artists that are there.
Well, anytime we can, I will get an offer where we can work in Jamaica. We'll do it still.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. I've been to Jamaica 3 times. I haven't been there recently. Let's talk about something. There's so many things. I wanted to start to talk directly about your music and the album, but there are so many other things that people want to know about your father and how his music lives on through you. And also about the situation in Jamaica. Here you have what to me was an island paradise right here, very, very close to the United States shore, and yet a land filled with violence and poverty, and a land that has given this great music, reggae music, which is born out of sadness and joy together. And it's kind of perplexing how one nation can be so filled with different ends of the spectrum of life. It's a paradise. To live there is wonderful, but it's also dangerous. It's a political situation there. There's elections coming up this year, aren't there?
Supposed to. I don't really know if it's true.
You don't know if it's true. Okay. What is your perception of Jamaica as a country, as the place you were born, as a place to live? What is your perception of Jamaica?
Well, Jamaica can be great, you know, and it's up to the people to make a change. I mean, Jamaica is like everywhere else. It's life. Mm-hmm. And everything happening in life, good, mm-hmm. bad.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? So, it's also up to the politician who know that because the people want, if I am a GLP, then I want GLP to win. Because
that's one of the parties.
When GLP win, mm-hmm. them take care of GLP alone.
Right.
And when PAP win, them take care of PNP alone.
So maybe do you need a third party to take care of everybody?
What the leader them have to do now is take care of everyone when them win, not just their people. You understand? It come like Bota, only take care of white people.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Mm-hmm. Right. Now, Your father was a spokesman in your home country, Jamaica. Are people looking to you now, or all of a sudden you're stepping into line as a potential leader of reggae music? Are people also looking to you for some leadership for the country, Jamaica?
Well, no. It's just, when we're in Jamaica, we deal with a lot of youths, and mm-hmm. it's them we deal with.
Mm-hmm.
We don't really deal with no big leadership or no big political thing where we say, all right, with this, with that, with, you know, we just deal with the youth them on a normal level.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about now the music. Suddenly, all the attention. You had out some music with your brothers and sisters before. Melody Makers, I believe, had an album out before.
Two albums.
Yeah. Okay. Now they were both very good, but something's happened on this new album. There's a step up. Perhaps now you've matured to the point where your music is saying more, and it's being performed. There's also what help was given by your producers, Chris and Tina from Talking Heads. How much did they add to your music?
Well, Chris and Tina's people who come from a different part of the world and have different music, and you know them have different ears.
Mm-hmm.
And so the way we work is that me and you in the studio, and we're making music, and how it sound to your ear, well, how that sound, well, it don't sound so right, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's just in that way, in a mm-hmm. normal way, in that it's normal people listening to music and saying whether them like it or not. You understand? So that is really how, on a technical level, even more.
Was it fun working with somebody, with two people who were totally different from yourself, who had a whole new perspective, who saw things differently, who heard things differently from you? Was it hard at first, or did it click right away?
Never hard, because when we play our music, we play it the way we play it. Mm-hmm. We don't play it the way mm-hmm. anyone tell us to play it. We play it the way we play it. And so it never really, it's just a normal thing, because we're going and we play it, and then we work on it.
Well, whatever you did, and however they helped, it looks like it was right. This new album is a reggae masterpiece. It is the finest reggae album probably in a number of years, and it shows a great maturity for you and your family in the music. Well, let's ask Mother Rita Marley. Rita, how is this? Was this like, holy mackerel, this is terrific? And when you heard it, were you in on the actual sessions of it?
Some of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
How do you feel about suddenly your children being reggae stars and being foremost in reggae music?
Well, it was something that you anticipated, you know, from conception,
mm-hmm.
from they were in the womb.
They were born to
yes,
this.
Yes, you knew mm-hmm. that. Well, this is what is going to happen to them.
When you watch Ziggy on stage now, and you wrote the children, is it do you suddenly? How can I put it? Is it almost scary to see and hear Ziggy,
well,
who does resemble?
Well, it used to be scary mm-hmm. for the first time when I just started watching them.
Mm-hmm.
But now I'm getting accustomed to watching them now for the Melody Makers. First, it was a conception of, wow, I'm seeing this all over again. There goes Bob, there goes the eye trees. And
mm-hmm.
it was sort of a dream to see myself on stage performing. and it's a reality now, watching them and seeing that it's you know, it's them.
Let's we played a few songs a while ago, but people have just tuned in and going, who are they? Who are these people? And what are they talking about? What is this great music Ken Shelton is talking about? In studio with me today on BCN is Mr. Ziggy Marley, Stephen Marley, his brother, and Rita Marley, their mother. And let's play something from the album, another tune here. We do have one here on CD that we will play, and this is the time of the day when we call our CD play of the day. We put a spotlight on one new song that is on CD, and you can get all you need to know about compact discs by calling the WBCN CD hotline, 1-800-CD-INFO-1. Operators are standing by Wednesdays through Sundays, noon till 8 p.m., and today the CD play of the day is brought to you by the Eye Doctors, Cambridge Eye, your best value in total eye care, and your CD connection, WBCN. I guess since it is a Ziggy Marley and the Melody Makers song that we're playing for our CD play today, we'll call it the Irie Doctors at Cambridge Irie. 104 WBCN, our CD play of the day from the new album, Ziggy Marley and the Melody Makers. See, the album is called Conscious Party, and on BCN, this is a song about people you know, people that are your friends, and people like yourselves. Tomorrow People. It's our CD play of the day. We'll listen to that now on BCN. Thank you, Madge. And on the Rock of Boston, BCN, this mighty lunch hour, we have very honored to be visited by members of the Marley family. We have Rita Marley is here, Stephen Marley, and Ziggy Marley is now fronting the Melody Makers and has that wonderful new album.
Out front.
Not front. Not front?
No.
Altogether equal?
Yeah.
Maybe soon. Maybe when they get a... See, you went through a period of change.
Ooh, me?
Yeah, I mean, you were. I think I viewed you all the same for the Melody Makers albums. I thought you all good, but all... Yeah. You know, it was like young kids making good music. Now, you've stepped over the... Yeah. The young kid barrier, I think now.
We're 19, man. We're still young.
I know. Well, you're still young, but not as young as you used to be.
Yeah,
and not as old as you're going to be. But I think you have probably just maybe your brother and sisters will be as talented as they mature. But right now, it seems you have crossed over the line to the point where, whether you like it or not.
No, let me tell you.
Okay, tell me.
If it wasn't for the unity which we have, mm-hmm. I mean, if it, one man can't stand alone. There's no way one man can stay one. We need someone else. You understand? So, if it wasn't for the unity which we have, then I wouldn't be how you see me.
I understand.
You understand? So, it's because of how we live that I am that way and that you can say that I am that way. It's not because of me alone. It's because the way the whole of us live.
I understand.
Live.
But things change beyond what we want. I'm sure when the Wailers first started out, they were all equal. Nobody was the front. It was the Wailers. And it was... suddenly, it was your father became the premier writer for the band, and he stepped out as the one that all talented. This is not to take away anything else from the other members of the Wailers, but it was your father who came out to the forefront, and who the people started to recognize as the leader of the band. And at least for now, maybe Stephen, when Stephen's 19, maybe it'll be discovered that he can write better than you, and that he can perform better. But as of now,
Steve's
it seems
still
like
right, man.
Mm-hmm, yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, man. And Steve sings a lead on some of the songs,
yeah, yeah.
And it's all very good. Let's bring Mom into this. Let's bring Rita. Do you see what I'm saying? I don't mean to disturb the unity of the band. That there are two brothers, two sisters, all playing together in one united band. But do you see that Steven's come to the forefront? No, I'm sorry. Do you see that Ziggy has come to Steven's next? But Ziggy, for now, this year it's Ziggy in the forefront.
Let me answer that because it's we are dealing with now, and me a fan side. You see, the way the outside world see it,
mm-hmm.
I guess it's so.
Yeah, well, this is true. I was looking at all the newspapers. They all picked you up
but
front.
But the way we know it,
mm-hmm.
is how I just tell you.
Yeah.
You understand?
Right. Okay, I understand.
So it's really that. It's how you see it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not how we have it.
Yes.
Well, let's get Stephen up to the microphone. Come on, Stephen. They're saying it's equal, it's unity. Stephen, how do you see what I'm saying? It's like just for now. How old are you, Stephen?
16.
Stephen's 16. Okay, so
not
your brother's...
In a couple of days.
In a couple of days. Happy birthday. Do you see what I mean? At this point in time, now maybe, I mean, it is unity. It is all family together.
That's how it is at home, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And we're still a family.
Right, absolutely.
So that's how it is. We leave
we
home
agree.
That way and we continue that way.
I understand. So we basically agree. We're
yes.
just viewing it from different sides of the table, I
yes.
guess.
Yes, yes.
Tell us about, each year or any one of you, tell us about, either Stephen or Ziggy, what are your first memories of music and your father and mother making it together? Do you have early memories of live performances when you were first brought to two concerts?
Well, I remember the Peace Concert with really. Moss and a concert named Roots Rock Reggae where we and our father performed on the same show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The One Love Concert special because what we did see before, the whole shooting did happen and we see police come look for our father and attack. You know the kind of thing that you used to see. So it very... That's still in our head.
Mm-hmm.
And the Roots Rock Reggae concert because it is the first show we and my father ever performed.
Was that in Kingston?
Together, yeah, at
mm-hmm.
the arena.
Mm-hmm. So it was exciting and also you sensed the danger. There were police there. There was more than just people having
a
good time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So does your father's music, obviously now we hear your father's music lives in all of you right now. Do you feel it? Do you have any kind of connection? Do you communicate with your father now?
Communicate it, Jah.
And through Jah, your father.
I mean,
your father's music.
Our father must be within us, and our mother must be within us, because it's from both of them who come. So it's not something that I have to look for. I have to look for my father. I have
it's
to look
just
for
there.
My mother.
It's there
already.
I understand.
So the first person we have to look for is the real father, the first father, which is God.
Mm-hmm. You are all the Bob Marley's children all Rastafarian?
All Rastafarian.
Mm-hmm. Let's play another song from the album. Why don't we do that? Okay, this is about something non-political. It's something that you're all probably feeling now for the first time. It's called New Love. Ziggy Marley and Rita Marley in studio, and Stephen Marley here on WBCN, and from the album The Melody Makers, the new one, Conscious Party. This is New Love on WBCN, Boston. Guests for this mighty lunch hour today on BCN have been and are Rita Marley, Ziggy Marley, and Stephen Marley. Ziggy and Stephen are in the band, the Melody Makers, and they have a wonderful new album that's getting incredible attention all around the world. The critics are falling all over themselves to heap praise, and it is deserved. It is definitely deserved. I want to ask you something. When your father, Bob, was alive, now Reggae at first was kind of a novelty when it started in the late 60s with Desmond Dekker and the Aces and Jimmy Cliff, Wonderful World, Beautiful People. And suddenly your father and the Wailers took the music, and the I-3s took the music one step higher, and suddenly became music worthy of world attention. It was no longer just novelty. It wasn't an occasional hit record. It was a moving music that identified, first of all, to people of the third world all around the world, whether they be in the Caribbean or Latin America or Africa or Asia. And it started to have a real feeling of a world music, of a united world music. And when your father died, that seemed to lessen. Suddenly there was no one speaker up front who was readily acceptable to the whole world as the leader of reggae. Now people are saying, now the critics are saying, you and your brother and sisters might be the ones to make this a worldwide music again, that reggae is for the entire world, and that now there is a voice as important as your father's, and it is yours and your brother and sisters. Do you feel that? Is that too heavy to lay on you? Is that too much too much power that people are looking for you to have? Or how do you feel about that? Do you think that you can help make reggae a world music? Everyone knows it's a Jamaican music, but it's a world music as well.
Yeah, it's a world music already, you know. So it's not to make it a world music. It's for people to listen to the words of the music. And because from my father sing song message, and before my father. So it's even important for the people of America to hear, and the people of Europe. But it's important for the people of Africa and the people of the West Indies also to hear, because it's like you accept it. Mm-hmm. The American people accept it, the mm-hmm. European people accept it, and they will come. But it's our people now who must realize, you understand? Because the message is to forget across to maybe strange people to us who is not from our part of the world or so forth. But the people who is from our part of the world, it's kind of hard to forget. You understand? So mm-hmm. it's important also for our people get it to, as well as your people and the next man people.
Mm-hmm. Are you prepared to be the band that can help make that a worldwide music?
Well, we prepared for carry the music and play music, but it's up to everyone for make it be the worldwide thing, you mm-hmm. understand? It's up to you as a radio man, and it's up to the people as the audience, and it's up to me as a musician.
Well, we're going to try to help spread that tonight mm-hmm. as you play the Metro, which is a wonderful club right around here, as a matter of fact, just yeah. around the corner from here. And we'll be broadcasting that show live tonight at about 11 o'clock, or whenever you're ready. We'll be broadcasting live here on WBCN in Boston. We want to thank you for allowing us to broadcast that. Some people are a little afraid to let a live broadcast. They're afraid mistakes might be sound bad, but we're not worried.
We
think
ready.
It's going to be...
We're ready.
Good. Good. Well, we're ready, too, and we've been ready, and we've been waiting.
Yes.
And we want to thank you for also dropping by here and being our guest this mighty lunch hour on WBCN in Boston. Rita Marley, Ziggy Marley, and Stephen Marley. And hello to your sisters who couldn't fit in the limo that the record company... Well, after the record goes platinum, they'll get you bigger limos for the whole family. Any messages to the people before they come to the show, what they should be ready for, or just a hello to the people of New England?
Just come and, you know, don't want anyone to have to drink too much beer and get too drunk.
Not too drunk.
Come with your mind open and with a consciousness. Don't drunk in business.
Yes.
Stephen, any message from you?
Don't drive drunk.
No, we never drive drunk.
Yes.
Rita.
Yes, I want to say give thanks. Thanks for having us. And to the people of Boston, we love you all. And we love your radio station here. And thanks for having us. Thanks for sharing with us.
The pleasure is ours, and we look forward to many millions of people hearing the new record from Ziggy and the Melody Makers. And what about Rita? When are we going to hear from a new album from you?
Soon.
Good. Yes. We are anxiously awaiting because our copy of One Draw has been worn out. But we'll try to play that too. Thank you to the Marleys for dropping by WBCN Boston. Now, this is kind of this was like the focal point of the album in terms of message. This is the song called We Propose. And we'll take it home on that one on WBCN Boston. Thank you. Yeah. To the Melody Makers, the Marleys. Don't forget, tonight, 11 o'clock. If you're not at there are some tickets still available. We heard there are a few tickets still available if you want to be there for a live historic concert. It's Metro tonight for Ziggy Marley and the Melody Makers. And if you can't be there, be here. 104 BCN Boston will be broadcasting the show live in its entirety. And from the Melody Makers, We Propose on WBCN in Boston.